Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the United Nations Security Council today. Here he is speaking through an interpreter.
The massacre in our city of Bucha is only one, unfortunately, only one of many examples of what the occupiers have been doing on our land for the past 41 days.
He's urging the United Nations to hold Russia accountable for war crimes in Ukraine. And there's growing evidence that Russian troops have committed atrocities in the town of Bucha near Kyiv. Zelensky said that at least 300 people were killed there, some showing evidence of having been tortured. Russia has denied these accusations, saying the killings happened after Russian forces pulled out. But satellite images show bodies lying in the streets of Bucha for weeks. NPR's Nathan Rott is in Kyiv, Ukraine, and has been to Bucha. Nate, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So the stories that we're hearing, and especially the images coming out of Bucha, are very upsetting. They're difficult even to look at. You've been there. Can you describe what you saw and what you heard from the people there?
Yeah, so we went to three different locations actually earlier today in Bucha. And the first one was a commercial area kind of near an electrical station. There were tall apartment buildings on each side and stores. All of them had shattered windows. I mean, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find any window that wasn't broken in the immediate area. Locals there were coming to pick up food, and they were telling us that the stores in that area were looted by Russian soldiers and that Russian soldiers were still in that area as recently as Friday. Another spot we visited was a residential street just filled with the detritus of war, burned and destroyed military vehicles, burned and destroyed homes. Craters in the street from mortar rounds, spent bullet shells, shotgun casings. The last place was in a rural neighborhood, and this is, I'll warn you, the most upsetting thing we saw today. There we saw a pile of badly burnt bodies that Ukraine authorities said were six civilians who appeared to have been shot before they were burnt.
So Russia is denying responsibility for these atrocities, and Russian diplomats have made claims that these scenes were staged. Did you see anything to support that claim?
You know, I'm not a forensic expert, right? But I'll tell you that the people I talked to today, one was a man who said he saw his son-in-law get shot in the head. He certainly struck me as sincere. The press tour I was on was a press tour. It was organized by Ukrainian officials and escorted by police, but there was absolutely no reason to believe that any of it was staged. I've talked to locals who have been to these areas in recent days before my visit. They describe very similar scenes in other parts of Bucha. I think it's important to remember that when we hear this, Russia has been calling lots of the news out of Ukraine fake or fabricated since before they even invaded the country. So it's not all that surprising that they're doing the same here now.
Now, Zelensky told the UN that there are other Buchas, in other words, other towns where Russians imprisoned, interrogated, possibly tortured and executed people. What kind of evidence is coming to light in other towns where Russian forces have pulled out?
You know, there are whispers that that is going to be the case, that there are going to be other towns where there are similar cases to what's happened in Bucha. I have not done any reporting yet that feels solid enough to be able to say that for, you know, with certainty. Obviously, it's a concern, as Ukrainian forces enter more of these areas that were occupied by Russian troops for more than a month in some cases. There is a chance that they're going to find more incidents like this.
And are there still Russian forces in the north, in the areas around Kyiv, or have they entirely left that area?
That kind of depends on who you ask. Ukrainian officials, the mayors and governors here, they are saying more or less that Russian troops have fully withdrawn. A senior U.S. defense official told NPR earlier today that about two-thirds of the Russian troops that were kind of arrayed around Kyiv, where I am now, that they have now moved back to Belarus or are on their way there. It's not clear if the other third are going to stay here in this area or move to the country's east, which is where Russia now says it's going to focus its offensive. Regardless, I will say everyone here is still very much on high alert. There's still checkpoints on just about every road. There's still air alarms that go off, usually multiple times a day. And people are generally still pretty tense.
Has there been a change in the determination of the Ukrainian people that you speak with? Have they changed their tune, especially as the scenes out of Bucha have come to light?
You know, I think from the people I've been talking to, it certainly strengthened resolve, right? Like, I think people were definitely upset and wanting more Western support for weeks, right? For more than a month. And I've heard a lot of frustration since these images have come to light of people who said, look, we were telling you that this was happening. Now you have evidence of it, right? I actually talked to a guy yesterday who was he's a member of the Ukrainian territorial defense. And he said, Bucha makes this a moral matter for the world. It's a test of the West's morality. And he does not feel that the West to this point is passing that test. He's grateful for the support, the weapons and everything, but Ukrainians want more support, not just more sanctions. And that means heavier weapons, fighter jets, tanks, and all of that. And to this point, that has not occurred.
NPR's Nate Rott is in Kyiv, Ukraine. Nate, thank you. And as always, stay safe.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.